Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On-demand audio.
Well, let's talk to Tyrus about it.
They gave me the name UnPC. Means I can act a fool and get away with it.
If you're going to throw shade, at least don't be part of the tree.
Enough said.
Tyrus, happy Thursday to you.
How are you? Are you sure it's a happy Thursday? Let's call it mediocre.
This is supposed to be a positive segment.
Yeah, let's not be crazy with that.
It's crazy windy here in St. Louis. I don't know where you are right now, but the wind is in real force here in the Midwest at this point in time.
Yeah, no. I'm in New York today, so it's like you can kind of feel the sun for a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Then some cold hits you in the mouth. But
we were seeing 80-mile-an-hour winds in Texas, and we're supposed to get some crazy storms and wind and everything coming as the bomb cyclone hits the Midwest. So hopefully by the time that gets to you, it dissipates a bit. You want to talk about a storm. When you look at what Aunt Becky and Felicity Huffman and all of these people caught up in this scandal, this Operation Varsity Blues reality that they're all facing, that they got busted for trying to shirk the system. What's your initial reaction to finding out that something like this was actually taking place?
I'm not surprised. It's probably been going on for a really long time. Something like this is just not conjured up. I'm sure if we did a little divulging into the elite, people with money who want things their way, or you know, their kids necessarily don't have an aptitude or are lazy or whatever, they try to use their wealth. I guess it comes from a place of love, but I tend to think I also do a lot of pride too. Mm-hmm. What kills me is the level of which it's very top secret. Like they had a professional tester, basically,
yeah,
a legit guy who they would go in and discuss. I love this. They would discuss. Because they didn't want to get the grade too high. They don't want the score to be too high. So, like,
needs to be realistic.
The parents would negotiate, you know, a set price. We got $10,000 for every test he took, which is crazy to the point. I mean, you feel bad for the kids who didn't get admitted to school because their seats got filled by these spoiled brats, for lack of a better term. And, you know, I'm glad to see that the parents are going to face some jail time, looks like. And that's a lot of money, but the pretending to play sports is actually humorous. I don't know if you've actually read it, but the girl who was the tennis scholarship athlete who the FBI does a background check on you, and they had to go all the way back to where she was 12 years old, and she was ranked 217 out of her area.
Mm-hmm.
She was 2-8 as a tennis player. Like
scholarship, I mean, material.
Mess around, Jack. Like when the FBI gets on you, they're gonna find out.
Yeah, 12 years old.
It was the last time she played, and they knew she was good. So I just, the arrogance of it to me is people are making jokes about it, but it's really, I mean, gaming the system like that it's apprehensible, honestly. I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you look at like the way this singer guy, the one who is kind of the center, the hub of this whole thing, there is a report in Axios today that was talking about somebody who met Singer and never made any deals with him, but this guy said that Singer tells me there'd be a spot and he doesn't actually have to play football regarding his son. He makes it all sound so reasonable, except that he also says he'll need a picture and asks if I have one from freshman football. He uses the word side door, something like, your kid can't really get in here, but I've got a way to get him in the side door. I finally just said to give the opportunity to another child. I ask myself, you know, if I don't know if it's social media, if it's the internet, but I feel really bad for the kids that have been raised in homes where parents feel like if they don't get to the point where they get to fake this, whether it's real or not, what people see, what you put out there for people to see is more important than who you actually are, where your strengths are, and maybe being honest with yourself with where your weaknesses are as well.
Yeah, they're bulldozer parents. Mm-hmm. You know, they shield their kids and they want their kids to be a certain way. Listen, I'm a parent. And I love my kids, and I would love for my kids to be college geniuses, but there's also a chance, judging by some of their uncles, that they might fall short of that, and they might be the best damn ditch digger, but as long as my kid is happy and I'm proud of him and I support him on what he does, that's more important. Because ultimately, I mean, I didn't see anything where these kids are finishing in school. Are they finishing? Are they catching? Because they're obviously behind the eight ball when they get there because they're grossly outclassed, but I'm assuming they have tutors. I mean, I guess you're not going to stop it just paying to get them admissions. I'm sure you have people doing their schoolwork and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I think but you're right there. The real message is that they care more about their images, but that's a problem in itself. You look at people in this country who care more about their relationship on social media than the actual relationship.
Yeah,
I mean they'll tell their spouse I love you and I'm so proud of you on Instagram, but won't say two words to them in the house where they just both sit and binge watch Netflix, wishing they could be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's the world that's a part of the world today that is the real thing, and it's sad.
Yeah,
I think when
you're looking at like this specific story and you add it into all of the other things that we experience on a personal day to day, we all have social media. We all look at social media for, in our personal lives, but a lot of us use it professionally as well. This idea of, you know, in 2019, what success is, not what it looks like. Is it real or is it perceived? And which kind of success is better to have? Real success that, you know, nobody knows about, or perceived success that everyone thinks you have, but you look at your checking account and all the things that you're buying to put on a good show, you can't really afford. You know, we talk about the massive amount of debt that we incur as a country, as family, as credit card debts super high. We take out huge student loans for fancy schools that are going to get us jobs that make $45,000 when we graduate. And
yeah,
how long is it going to take to pay
it?
Like, how do we get ourselves back to a place where we are talking about what's real and not what's perceived?
I think until we have a real ego check, I think it's ego. So I was just thinking while you were talking, because you always make me think. That's what I love about you. I'm berating these parents. I'm like, am I just as bad when I use the old Tyrus card to not wait in line? My kids think I'm so cool because I can get them in the front of the line for movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that setting them up for failure? I mean, I'm not paying $500,000.
Well, make your kids wait in line and you go in.
Yeah, okay, you know what? I think that's doable. Well, they're a little young, probably frowned upon.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, when I think about it, though, and this is, I don't know if you even meant to make this point, until we get an ego check, until we start looking at things for what they really are and being able to honestly talk to each other, especially parents. I think parents, our generation of parents, I think have become so focused on becoming friends and being cool or still being the kid and still being like, you know, like they're trying to make up for whatever their lack of friendships are, whatever their need is to be liked by their kids. They're doing their children a disservice.
Sure.
Cheating and doing everything for your kid for them so you look good as a parent. And then when they get into real life situations, they fail miserably.
Mm-hmm.
They handle breakups horribly. They look to drugs. They look to quick fixes, you know, suicide rate and things like that, because parents are no longer, nobody wants their children to go through life lessons. I don't want to say nobody, but there's certainly around the elite, you're starting to see that. And, you know, this is another situation for the next time a celebrity gets on TV and tells you how to vote or think. You should remember stories like this. They it's coming from a place of ego in them. It's not necessarily about you. It's about them. So, you know, remember that the next time one of these so-called elitist or successful people want to give you life advice, because what they can't have, they pay for. And that's not the same thing as earning it at all.
Yeah.
And making a lot of money off of a TV show that just frankly got lucky for reruns, you know, I mean, it's not like she burned up the track, but
yeah.
I think she married the miso jeans guy or miso, whatever it is.
Yeah, a fashion designer. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the extent.
I mean, but I'm just saying, like, at that, I hope they get, and it sounds like, judging from the bail, like this is a real deal. Like they're looking at some serious jail time.
Yeah.
And I think good. About time. You know, the guy steals food for his kid, for his family, to put food on the table. He goes to jail for a couple of years. Why not? You know?
So I completely
think,
agree.
I think it's fair. Well, it's fair.
You know, if you think back, I'm sure this is applicable to your life. I know it certainly is to mine. When I look back and I think about where I learned the most, it was always, I always learned the most from failure, and the failures strung together have helped produce the successes. We don't have a culture anymore that allows our children to fail. We want to, you know, save them from the fall. And the interesting thing to me is a lot of times the people who are willing to constantly protect their children from failure, they still experienced failure in their own life in some capacity. They just don't want their kids to have to go through it. We're very quick to forget how we arrive at whatever successes that we actually do have, whether they're world known or, you know, just in your own home.
It becomes an ego. It becomes an arrogance to where you can control things. It's a control issue. I can control how your life's going to go. Like, make promises. Like, nothing's ever going to hurt you. You're never going to have to go through this stuff, you know, because I did. That's pointless, you know. Like, my kid will be climbing a ladder, and I'll say, hey, get down. Hey, get down. No, I know what I'm doing. Okay. Told you twice. Now I wait. I'll get the Band-Aids.
Now you wait for gravity.
life lesson, you know. And I'm not going to run across and have the ladder banned and, you know, chop the ladder up in a million pieces so it never happens again. But it's a microcosm of what the real situation is. I can remember saying, well, I want a pair of Jordans, and my mother could afford it, and she literally was like, earn them yourself.
Yeah.
But kids are going to make fun of me because I have these Kmart shoes on. Get new friends. You know, that was...
Amen.
That was the advice.
Yeah.
Now it would have been, you know, would have been like, well, I would already have the Jordans. I would have had five pairs of them. I left them outside in the rain all the time because I didn't appreciate them. And if anybody said something I didn't like at school, my mother would form a committee to come down and have the kid expelled. Like, and then I would just be as soft as a grape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I couldn't do a TV show like this, have a conversation with you, because you might say something I disagree with.
Yeah.
Like, oh! And then I would hang up on you.
And then that's it.
And then no, it's not it. I'd unfriend you on Facebook. I'd unfriend you on Twitter. I'd write a blog about you.
Yeah.
Then I would ask other people to join me in boycotting you because you're rude. Then I would do an interview about how it's changed my life, and then I would sue you because I couldn't go to work because I was so upset because you were mean to me. That's about where we're at in the world right now.
Yeah, it's not very productive. So speaking of shows, how's Fox Nation's UnPC going? What do you guys have up there for now for people to consume?
Oh, well, I was in a meeting. I just got out of my meeting. Apparently we're the flagship show of Fox Nation. Not that you want your brethren not to do well, but it's nice to know that you're blowing the competition out the water.
Sure.
So, you know, it's going to expand. We're talking about maybe doing some live audiences. I submitted my new guest list.
All right.
So
all right.
You're getting a call. You're a little unsure you're getting a call. And now that I know it's up and running, and, you know, I know that we're not going to pick you up by bus or anything like that, you know.
A 737 MAX 8 airplane, maybe?
Yeah, you know. No, not that either. It gets at least a 12. At least
okay.
A 12. And so it's good to know that it's doing well. The Greg Gutfeld Show continues to do well. I'm lucky. I'm surrounded by some really positive team and people who like to work hard and stuff like that. And then, of course, sitting under Dana Perino's wings, which is difficult to do given her size and mine. On the daily briefing, but you know, every time I'm on there, I learn something new.
Yeah, she's
really
fantastic.
Great to be a part of the learning process. You're always learning and trying to be better. You know, I always had a smart mouth, but like to have an intelligent way of talking and being able to evolve and learn, and always never just assuming you've done it. I guess that's the other issue is a lot of those parents, going back to that, they think they've done it all, so they know everything, and so they can mold things the way they want them because they're so clever. But you're not, and you raise soft kids, and now you're going to go to jail for a long time. So,
yeah.
But, and that's a good. I mean, it's sad that they put that much energy into shortcuts instead of just sitting down with a damn book and teaching their children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy to me.
Sad for their own personal relationships, all legal issues beside. I think it would be hard to be the child in that relationship now and the parent and having to face going forward.
A lot of the kids didn't know.
Yeah. That's sad. It really is. Well, we're going to continue to tune into Fox Nation, Tyrus hosting UnPC, and we love everything you guys put out there. Love seeing you on Fox News. You're on there all the time. Seems like every time we look up at the screen, Tyrus is somewhere around, so we always love seeing it.
Just everywhere.
Thanks for coming on again, Tyrus. Have a good week.
All right, you too.
Talk to you soon. On Twitter, at Planet Tyrus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.